K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, this is Liz.
Hi, Liz. How are you?
I'm doing all right, all things considered.
Uh-oh.
Something up?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Can I tell you guys about it?
Well, of course you can. We're here to listen.
Sure, yeah. Okay, good. I went out on this date, right, with a gentleman. His name was Mike. And, we're both divorced. We both have kids. And we're mutual friends, so we wound up going to a football game for our kids' high school. Maybe about 2 months ago, and the game went really well, so we all went out after to Beef O'Brady's, you know, the place, and it was really nice, and I thought we were hitting it off, and then he gave me his number, great, and then about a couple weeks later, you know, we met for dinner, we went to Applebee's, and, I'm trying to shop for a new car, and he said he'd been selling used cars, so I should go with him, and we went, and it seemed like a great date, and I don't know, like, nothing romantic happened, but I'm hoping for a second date. I had a really nice time.
Have you heard from him?
No, maybe just a couple of emails to say it a nice time.
But you like him.
I do.
Well, Liz, what's this gentleman's name?
His name's Mike.
Mike. Okay, well, what we'll do is we're going to stick you on hold for a minute. We'll grab Mike's phone number, and we'll try and get him on the air here in about 8 minutes or so, as long as he picks up the phone for us.
Great. Thanks, guys.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
Liz, how was the game?
The game was okay. My kids, they go to Centerville, and we were playing Springboro, and it was a home game, and they lost.
Oh, poor Elks.
But it was fun. It was kind of nice meeting Mike and hanging out with Mike.
Well, when here, the phone's ringing, so be real quiet for us, Liz.
This is Michael.
Oh, hello, Michael. This is Nancy and Fry Guy from the Breakfast Club on K99.1 FM. How are you?
I'm sorry, what is this?
Nancy and Fry Guy. We're on the Breakfast Club on K99.1 FM, a country music station.
What's
here
up,
in Dayton.
Mike?
Fry Guy?
Yeah, like French fries.
Yeah.
Like McDonald's is calling me?
Yeah, obviously you're not a familiar with the station, huh, Mike?
I don't know. Who is this? Say it again.
I will speak slowly for you. Nancy, that's me.
I'm Fry Guy.
From K99.1 FM.
Okay, what can I do for you?
Well, actually, we're calling on behalf of someone who thinks you're a nice guy.
Yeah, we got a call from somebody named Liz, and she said you guys went out, maybe went to a game, got something to eat, and she had a great time and was interested in you and was kind of wanting to see why she hasn't heard from you.
Hold on just a second. Okay, so this is a radio station. And you're calling me about Liz?
Yeah, she called us. It's something we do every day called second date. And we try to help people who've been on a first date go back out again when it kind of falls apart. And we just try to help out and be like the middle person, right, Fry?
Yeah, exactly. Try to find out what happened. What'd you think?
Well, we've already been on our second date. And I think we're okay.
Meaning you're going to go out with her again so there's no problem, or?
No. Meaning probably the opposite of that. I think that we are done.
Can you tell us
with each other?
Can you tell us what happened, Mike? I mean, it takes a lot for somebody to call in and ask for help from strangers. So Fry and I just, you know, try to lend a kind ear. And Liz seems like a really nice girl. And
we just want to find out what happened.
Well, the fact that she called the radio station just adds another strike to her weirdness. But okay, we went out. We went to, we met first at the football game, the Elks and the Centerville game, like 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago. And we had some drinks. We had fun. Everything went well. We emailed back and forth a little bit. We went out again maybe a week or so later. I think we went to Fridays or Applebee's or something. And dinner was nice, and first, we met at the game. The game was fine. Everything there was wonderful. We planned a second date. I go to her house to pick her up. She shows me around her house. She's got a nice house. Everything's girly and pretty and whatnot. And we go into her bedroom, and she's got all this sexy stuff on her bed, lingerie and
long
silky socks and all this stuff. And I don't know. She didn't say anything about it. I didn't say anything about it.
Well, maybe she was doing laundry and just hadn't put it away yet.
Exactly.
I mean, women don't put that out on display.
It looked very displayed to me. It was like one of them was placed on a pillow delicately. Like, I mean, it didn't look like she was just throwing laundry around. But I figure if she wanted to tell me something about it, she would have brought it up. She didn't say anything. I figured she was just embarrassed about it, so I dropped it. So then we go to Applebee's. I think it was Applebee's. And we're eating dinner. We're having conversation. She brings up the fact that, I never buy ketchup. I never buy salt and pepper. And I'm just thinking, all right, well, maybe she doesn't like condiments or whatever. And so then the check comes. I pay for dinner and our drinks. Not that that's a big deal. I just wanted to mention that. I pay the check. We're sitting there. Next thing I know, the silverware goes into her purse.
Oh, really?
I swear to God, she takes the whole roll of silverware, napkin and everything, and just puts it on her purse and just crosses her arms over her belly like nothing happened. And I just kind of looked at her, and she just kind of smiled. And then next thing I know, it's the salt and pepper shakers, and those go into her purse. And then she's got her wine glass, and she's like, I'll be right back. And she goes to the bathroom, and she comes back, and she doesn't have a wine glass anymore. And her purse was clanking a little more. She was stealing stuff, and it was weird. And she didn't even admit anything about it. She wasn't like, yeah, I'm stealing things. This is weird. She was just like, everything's completely normal. So I took her home, and I dropped her off. She didn't invite me in. She didn't mention anything about the lingerie. And that's the end.
Huh. Well, that's maybe she's sprucing her silverware up.
Okay. Oh,
I'm sorry. I've been married before. I've got some kids. Weirdness is not something that I want anymore. Does that make sense to you guys?
Mike,
it's Liz. I'm here.
Liz has been on the phone. She's been listening to you.
Mike.
Well, hello, Liz.
Hi, Mike.
How are you?
Okay. I'm well. How are you doing?
So good to hear from you.
Listen, first of all, the lingerie on the bed, that definitely was not supposed to send a signal. I don't know. I did it for decoration. I thought it looked nice. I'm not that kind of girl, so I don't want you to get the wrong idea. Okay?
I don't know who decorates their bedroom with lingerie.
Plenty of people. And then second, I mean, come on, everyone like takes things here and there. Haven't you ever taken something like from a restaurant or a hotel? The bath towel, the soap, maybe the shower cap, like the shampoo.
No, I buy my own of all of those things. I know that there are stores that sell soap and shampoo and that it's not the cheap stuff that they have at hotels. So no, I don't.
You yourself just said that
you
don't buy condiments. So now you can have some of my condiments.
Oh.
I have plenty of ketchup.
She's willing to share.
I can understand if you've got some Taco Bell sauce packets or something, but when you're stealing stuff off of the table, where does that end? Now I'm going to invite you over to dinner at my house and then find things missing and then find my room decorated with lingerie.
Boy, that's harsh.
I'm not the one that called the radio station to find out why I'm weird.
Ouch, Mike. Ouch. Oh, well, guys, maybe this was a bad idea.
Apparently.
Yeah, it's going downhill quick.
Yeah, this was... I don't know at what point you
maybe
ever thought he was kind of cool.
I mean, she's a nice girl, fellas. If you're listening, take her on a date. Take her to a place without nice things on the table.
Well, I don't even think we need to offer a second date here for these two, do you?
No, I don't. I mean, we could, but yeah, it doesn't sound like you guys are...
That involves
food. I will tell you, no, we would not like a second date.
Hey, Liz, you okay with that?
You know, there are other fish in the sea.
Yeah, maybe back it off a couple of steps.
Anticipation, right?
Sure, exactly.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, guys, sorry it didn't work out.
Hey, thanks.
Hey, give us a listen there, Mike.
Yeah, try us out sometime, Mike.
What kind of music is it?
Country.
It's country.
Oh, no. Thank you, though.
Okay.
Wow,
Liz,
right.
You're better off.
Exactly.
Okay.
Thanks.